While the number of podcasts created is at a record high, those who go the long haul are actually in the minority. Having an amazing team, including a production company, has been one of my essentials in creating a long-lasting podcast, which in turn becomes a piece of my legacy work. Simona Costantini is here today to share how to begin a podcast that expresses what you have come to communicate with the world and how to take care of yourself along the way. Whether you are a listener of podcasts or are thinking of starting your own, or simply want to hear an inspiring story of women in business, there's takeaways galore today. We'll see you in the episode.
Are you obsessed with the mystic? Are you looking for sisterhood? Are you ready to explore your inner magic? You've arrived, sister. Welcome home. I'm Maureen Spielman, and I started this show to highlight the intuitives, healers, and other courageous women I have met along my journey. Through amazing interviews, we go deep into the mystics and uncover the ways in which you can apply the knowledge and wisdom in your own life. We are all in this together. Sharing healing and joy in community is both my passion and my purpose. Here's today's conversation.
Welcome back to Mystical Sisterhood. This is your host, Maureen Spielman. And today I have a treat, and it delights my heart. I'm sitting with Simona Costantini, and we are here to talk about all things podcasts, business, personal growth, our paths, journeys, and how we're all sort of intertwined, I think. But Simona, welcome. You've been helping me for a year and a half, and I could not be creating this podcast out in the world without you. So I want to say thank you and welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited to be on this side of the mic with you to get to have this conversation. It's me so much fun. Maureen, we always have such great conversations in general. And we keep saying, oh, we got to do this interview. And everything in divine timing. It always happens in the exact moment that it's meant to.
I believe always. So too. And then the more we remind ourselves that that is true for every part of our lives, the more we remember. Yes. When things seem pretty asynchronous or out of alignment, it's still perfect and true for us at that time. For what we need to learn. How do you view that? How do you kind of, without bypassing like how life can actually be difficult at times, how does that make sense to you?
Oh my gosh. You can't bypass anything. And if you try, it always comes back and it tries to catch up with you in a different way. It's kind of like that idea that the universe is always trying to communicate with you. And if you don't listen to what it's putting in front of you, it's going to put something else. And a lot of the times that's even more intense, or it's even more in depth, and it's even more like, look at me, listen to me, until you can't ignore it anymore. Right. And I feel like that's been like my whole journey, has been to really start to like listen to the nudges that spirit brings forth. And I feel like it brings you to the exact place that you're meant to be, with the exact people that you're meant to be in front of. And nothing, like I try and say this to myself often, like nothing will ever miss you in your life. Everything that is meant for you and is destined to be in your awareness will always be there as a mirror, as a teacher, as a reason to learn, as a moment of growth. It will always come into your awareness in the exact moment it is meant to. And we can't control that, right? I like control, but we can't control that.
Yeah, nice try, right?
I know. It's like, yeah, absolutely not. Let's try again.
Yes, when we catch ourselves doing that. I've named it a little bit recently, but Danielle Rama Hoffman, she came my way through Denise Ricard, who was an early interview, who, if I go back, Denise came from Danielle. Danielle actually came from my first podcast editor. But she talks a lot about, she lives in France and she's a mystic and she does beautiful work, but she talks about divine appointments. That is so mystical. And if I think about how you came to me, it was Anna Xavier, who I randomly, my podcast hosting site is Captivate, of course. And most people wouldn't know what the heck that was, but
they're like, what?
I know. How I understand it is, Simona, of one of the many things she does is she makes sure that my podcast is uploaded to a site every week, so then it can be disseminated to all the platforms. But Anna, I randomly came across her in a Captivate tutorial. And then I just said, I want to hire that woman. And then when I decided to switch podcast editors, which was a big move for me, because being the Maureen, the good girl and the people pleaser, I'm like, how am I going to tell my first company that I got to go?
Yeah.
That was for me, absolutely. It wasn't personal. It was just, it was based on the needs and what I needed. And I wanted, desired a more intimate relationship.
Yes.
And I wasn't getting that. And then your name came my way. So that was divine timing, divine appointment, kismet, all the things.
Oh.
And luckily, I don't know, like if I look at that too, it's like sometimes we try things. Sometimes we work with somebody and it's not quite right yet. But then that helps us determine, well, what's important to me? What are the qualities I'm looking for in X I'm looking to hire or be friends with or, you know, spend my precious time with?
100%. And you know, when you create a business or you create a podcast or you create anything, it's always an extension of you, right? So whoever you bring into your space, into your awareness, into your bubble, into your energy field, that person has to be in alignment in some way. And if that person's not in alignment, then you can find yourself in a lot of frustration. You know what I mean? They don't may not necessarily get the vision. They may not understand the vision. Life is so fluid and things happen, you know, episodes get recorded in advance and then they don't, you know what I mean? And things happen and life does what it does. It's always going to. You need to, no matter what facet you're in, whether it's business or podcasting, speaking, or like whatever the thing is, your team, in my opinion, has to comprise and has to be made up of people who live for the vision that you have as well. Maybe not in the exact same way, because your vision for Mystical Sisterhood is your vision of Mystical Sisterhood. But if I don't align to that with my own values and in my own integrity, I'll never be able to help you bring Mystical Sisterhood to life in the way that you want it communicated, yeah. Right? So it's like you're meant to be in different spaces. So it's like you're meant to like start somewhere and evolve into something else. And we take over all kinds of shows from different people who want the same thing. They want someone to care about their project, their passion, their legacy in the same way that they care about it. And that's a really soul-fulfilling task for me. We get to help people bring their messages to life. The way in which we do that is the modality of podcasting. But at the end of the day, we get to help people bring their inner deepest voice to light. What greater honor is mm-hmm. that than to help mm-hmm. someone do that, you know?
Right, right. And I would imagine that's parallel to your process of bringing your voice to life.
That's a really interesting, it's really interesting because it's easier for me to help other people bring, it really is. It's easier for me to help them bring their voices to life than my own, because a lot of the time I sit in the same sort of struggles. I think it makes me understand people in a different way, you know, than other producers or other agencies or what have you, because I also ask myself the same questions that my clients ask. Like, why would someone listen to me? Why my message? Is what I have to say actually a value? Do people really care about the solo episodes that I share? It's the same stories. It's the same things over and over. And it doesn't really matter what side you're sitting on, because you can still question your own self and question your own voice and question your own message and be able to help other people bring theirs to life.
Yes.
It's something that I've wrestled a lot with. Like, even on social media, showing up on social media, like when I do it, I know I'm good at it. But it's the actual act of doing where I'm like, why me? It's a very big theme in my mind. I'm like, why me? Like, why me?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So in 2019, you brought your happiness podcast to life. Can you tell us the title? What was the thinking behind it at the time?
Do you want the full story?
Yeah, please.
Okay, I'll tell you the full story. I won't tell you the Cole's Notes version. So I started my podcast in 2019, and it actually came out of a moment in life that was it was just a very challenging moment. I'll go back to summer of 2018. Okay. I was with my then boyfriend turned fiance, turned husband, turned ex-husband. That's a whole story that we can talk about. So that's a whole thing. And I remember just waking up one morning in the summertime and I was so deeply unhappy. And it's really challenging to sit in a space like that when you look from the outside that there should be nothing wrong. And that's been something that I've wrestled with my whole life. You may not feel well on the inside, but because you look a certain way or your energy is a certain way and you're bubbly, I'm a very, very bubbly person. It's easy for me to be like that because that's just how I am. But it also creates a lot of disconnect for people when there's something wrong. You know what I mean? I would always hear a lot of, well, you can't possibly be sad because you're the happiest person I know. And so I would hear this all the time, and it takes away the permission slip of being able to feel any emotions that you have. And so I woke up in 2018 just so deeply unhappy. I mean, I was like a very gossipy person. I was a very fear-based person. I didn't like the way that I looked. I didn't like who I was. I didn't like really didn't like a whole lot about myself, but I don't ever think that I ever got the chance to give myself the opportunity to get to know who I actually was. Mm-hmm. I remember waking up one day and I was like, man, like it's time to change something. I've got to change something. And actually the mirror for me to spark that change was my now ex-husband had said to me, like, if you're so unhappy all the time, like, why don't you do something about it? And I was like, well, that's easier said than done. Like, I guess I could just do something about it.
I wonder.
So I started searching online, as you do. You go to like Google to try and find answers to all of your life's problems. Mm-hmm. And so I did. So I went on Google and I started searching for a life coach or like someone to help me change my life or, you know, a therapist, but I wasn't sure who exactly I was looking for. And this woman landed in my awareness. And I, for the life of you, cannot remember what her name was. She was just like a little drop in from the divine. She sat with me for months and discovered, and we would talk about everything life related. And I learned so much and I grew so much just being in her space. I remember sitting there and she said to me, she's like, oh, so you want to be famous? And I was like, no, I don't want to be famous at all. What I want is for people to know their worth. Like I want people to know and understand who they are so that they can amplify that. And then I started to sit with that and I was learning about meditation and awareness and all that. I didn't know any of this. I was probably about 26, seven at the time. And anyway, so I started thinking about the podcast and I kept thinking, I'm like, how can I take everything that I'm learning and how can I bring it to other people who may need to hear this message as well? There's got to be one other person out there that needs to hear these learnings and these teachings that I'm so fortunate to get to know and learn at this age, right? Because a lot of the times we don't learn these things until later in life, right? So I sat with it and all of a sudden I just got this divine download and I was like, oh, happiness happens. Like happiness happens. Okay. I like this. Let's turn this into a podcast. So I turned it into a podcast. It launched at the beginning of 2019 and it was solo episodes and they're all still there. I've never deleted anything. It's a full evolution. There's over 250 episodes. I've never deleted anything and I just let it exist. I just let it be what it is. And it started as solo episodes. And I would talk a lot about grief and fear and shame and loss. But then on the flip side of that, I would talk about joy and fulfillment and purpose and happiness. And then it evolved into me interviewing business owners to understand their journey of like how they got to where they were to living a life doing something that they loved. Because I always had this inner knowing and this inner nudge that there is more to life than this. And for me, the quote unquote, like in air quotes, this was working in corporate, working for someone, a company that didn't care about me, spending my time and my energy in a space where I wasn't valued. And I didn't want to live my life that way. And for some people, that's fine. And everyone has their purpose and their journey in life. But for me, it was not fine. I did not want to live my life like that. I couldn't fathom doing the next, you know, 40 years in a corporation that just sees you as a number. That's so crazy to me. Anyway, so I started interviewing different business owners and then the show evolved again. And I started interviewing people to understand what happiness meant to them specifically. Currently on hiatus right now, but I am bringing it back this August with a whole new perspective because since then, my life did a whole 180. Like when I started the podcast, I was working in corporate. Then I started my own business and I left corporate and turned my business into the incredible agency that it is today. I also got married and I got divorced. I didn't do any public speaking. I didn't go anywhere to traveling whenever I want to go travel. So life completely changed. And so the ethos of the podcast will change completely as well. So that's a little amazing bit about the journey in a nutshell.
It's a beautiful journey.
Thank you.
It really is, Simona.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing with us. If you look at that evolution, like the internal evolution and then that external evolution of the business components, not just component, but components. And I love too that sometimes, most of the time, is it all the time, that the most brilliant ideas just come so naturally from within. Like you were going through this period of sort of challenges and struggle and all of a sudden this name emerge. It's like, sometimes I wonder about that. Like, it's both a divine download, but then it's almost like a soul calling. I think my rational brain tries to figure out, was that a download or was it this? And it's like, okay, Maureen, stop trying to name it. It just is, and it came, and it's here for you to either run with, put on the shelf for a while, never do anything with. But what did you learn about yourself in the process of listening deeply to yourself?
Oh my gosh, so many things. And I want to highlight too what you just said is that your logical brain is meant to be there. You know what I mean? Like, your logical brain is meant to question things, in my opinion, in some ways, because I think sometimes spirituality, divine downloads, connection to spirit, I think that a lot of the times it feels inaccessible to people who don't think they fit the specific idea of what someone should look like to understand that. Because I didn't know what divine downloads were. And to tie into your question, what have I learned in the process? I've learned so many things, but beginning to listen to yourself, you actually start to uncover and realize that maybe a lot of the things that you're doing in your life are really not things that you actually want to be doing, but perhaps they're things that you do because they're an expectation that other people have for you, right? And so when you start to listen to yourself, you get to decipher what is true for me, what is true for someone else, and what is the truth in the middle, right? Because there's truth on both sides. Because the reflections that we get from people in front of us are simply that. They're reflections into our own knowingness, right? And so people will reflect back to us the things that we see within ourselves, but they do so through their own lens as well. Yeah. So by learning to listen to yourself, you get to start to uncover what is that actual truth for you, and are you living your life by your own design, or are you living your life by design of somebody else? But choosing you and listening to yourself can very often start to break down everything else around you. So it's not a choice that people tend to want to make, right? Because who wants to burn their life down? No one. You know what I mean? Who wants to disrupt the status quo? No one. Who wants to invite pain in so that you can feel more joy? No one, right? So it's a lot of the times we're like, that's not true. It's just a story. Or that's not actually a divine download. It's just a thought. But it's like, could it actually be true for you? Because I think it could.
It's the widening, what I hear you saying, it's the widening of perspective. I'm thinking a lot about how when we're younger and when we're in school, because today I wrote my email about permission, you named permission, giving yourself permission. I was thinking about, well, what's my conditioning around permission? And it was that I always had to ask for it. And I was thinking how liberated it felt, you know, to the degree that in school we have to ask for permission to go to the bathroom. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's one of our, like, you know, we have to use the bathroom, but we have to ask and we have to hold it if someone says it's not the right time. So we really learn to put our needs to the side and kind of go with the program. Mm-hmm. And so that conditioning piece comes up a lot, because in the process, what you're talking about is your deconditioning. And okay, so the widening perspective for me would come in, where could I possibly have conditioned and that wasn't even mine to begin with? And just asking the questions around it, because questions just open up to more questions and they open up more portals. And hey, if someone doesn't want to do it, fine as well. It's really exciting. I think it becomes where, like, if I look back at a younger version of myself, Maureen, I was definitely more constricted. I grew up the way I grew up. I couldn't see outside those lenses. And even today, I was sharing with you before we recorded, I'm starting this mastermind. And even in the second week, I'm like, holy cow, like, I am changing perspectives. Like, I am putting down one set of spectacles and being like, oh my God. And I've been seeing through these ones for 30 years. Mm-hmm. You ready to retire, Maureen? You're going to recycle that, you know? And it's just, but I'm willing to, because the ones that I was wearing don't fit me. And perhaps they never did. And I always love to, I was saying to someone else, like, give ourselves permission for these unravelings to occur in whatever time frame they do. Mm-hmm. And I heard, I think the first time I heard someone say it was last year, and they're like, oh, if it takes you a couple decades, then so it does. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so good to hear.
It's so true.
Yeah,
it's so true. So I'm thinking to myself, as you're saying that, you look through life with specific glasses, right? But that is the lens that gets you to where you go. So maybe in the perspective that you're in this current moment, maybe that past perspective doesn't fit anymore, but that is the perspective that got you on the path to where you are today.
So true.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Yes.
So then by that, now you're able to look at things through a totally different perspective, but because, in my opinion, you've learned how to trust yourself and trust that you will always make the right and best decisions for you in whatever moment you are in this current moment. So let's say you start the mastermind. Yeah. And you decide in 6 months from now, you don't want to do the mastermind anymore. Well, that's fine because you made the best possible decision for you with the information that you had in the moment, right? That you can continue to grow and evolve. And like my sister used to say to me all the time, actually my whole family would say this to me all the time. I like to say that I'm like a little bit of like the black sheep of my family because I think I'm the one that just follows the intuition and follows the ability to see something through a different lens, exactly like we're talking about right now. And I don't look at black sheep as like a bad thing anymore in the way that I did before, because I would much rather live the life that I live today versus the life that I used to live before any day, no matter how this life in some people's perspectives would be way more stressful, would be filled with way more chaos, would be filled with a lot more movement. But all of that is intentionally by design, right? For my life, for what I want. So while it may not make sense to my parents who are like, you're absolutely nuts and you're crazy, why are you always traveling all the time? In my life path, what I want to do is to experience every possible thing that I can. And for me, that's by going to different countries. That's by trying new foods. That's by meeting new people, going to different conferences, putting myself in places that I may not have been before, because we very easily stay so stuck in the bubble that we think we have to be in that we forget there's a whole life outside of the four walls that we're in. And it doesn't make it bad though to want those four walls. It doesn't make it bad. My sister and my family used to tell me all the time, Simona, you live your life through rose-colored glasses. This is not reality. And then when I was a kid, like they would tell me this when I was a kid, this is not reality. It's almost like, you know, you have like the optimist, the realist, the pessimist and all that. I'm very much an optimist. And they would say it in a way where it was like a bad thing to look through life through rose-colored glasses. And I think in some ways people will have different ideas and different connotations of what that means to them. But rose-colored glasses doesn't mean that you passively go through life as if everything is totally fine. Right. It can be that you live your life and you exist in a way where good can always come, even through stress, even through divorce, even through loss, even through grief. But you're not bypassing it, just to kind of go back to what we were talking about before. You're not bypassing it and pretending it doesn't exist. But what you're doing is you're allowing its space to live and be whatever it is, but then you're choosing to look at it through a different lens. Everything is a choice at the end of the day, right? Yeah. What we choose to do every day, our whole reality is a series of choices that we've made in our lives. If you don't like your reality, you got to look at your choices. And if you don't like your choices, the good news is you get to choose a different thought. You know, they would say it in a way where it was like a bad thing to look through life through rose-colored glasses. And I think in some ways people will have different ideas and different connotations of what that means to them, but rose-colored glasses doesn't mean that you passively go through life as if everything is totally fine. Right. It can be that you live your life and you exist in a way where good can always come, even through stress, even through divorce, even through loss, even through grief, but you're not bypassing it, just to kind of go back to what we were talking about before, you're not bypassing it and pretending it doesn't exist. But what you're doing is you're allowing its space to live and be whatever it is, but then you're choosing to look at it through a different lens. Everything is a choice at the end of the day, right? Yeah. What we choose to do every day, our whole reality is a series of choices that we've made in our lives. If you don't like your reality, you got to look at your choices. And if you don't like your choices, the good news is you get to choose a different thought.
You have a visionary quality about you. It almost reminds me of the word archetype was coming in that, and it makes you a really amazing person to help people with their podcast vision because I think there's something in that ability to see through rose-colored glasses that allows you to see, because it reminds me of myself too. And I think it allows you to hold the person in front of you in almost like the highest vision and version you can have for them and that they can have for themselves. So tell me a little bit about the podcast process and Who do you have a lot of different people coming to? I know I have friends. I've had three different people say, like, I'm thinking about starting. And what do those conversations look like? Because I think that it's really exciting. I never knew I was going to do a podcast. I had no idea in the world. But I feel so fortunate. And I said in the intro that you didn't get to hear, that you'll hear later, that there's so many, I think, in the millions of podcasts that are created, but the numbers, so many, I think, in the millions of podcasts that are created, but the number that go any sort of longer run are kind of few. And so I just happen to be a person with a vision, and I allow Mystical Sisterhood to lead me to what I need to learn, to the perfect people. And I'll just say right here, for anybody's listening and considering how podcasts impact your own life, is, oh my gosh. Like, I get off these calls and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I get to talk to these people. Like, even you
and you're like, and this is free? Like,
I know. So, like, what does that look like? And who's coming to you? And how are they getting excited?
That's such a good question. I work with mostly women entrepreneurs, women business owners. And a lot of the stuff that we do, a lot of the work that we do is focused around the message that people have innately that they want to share, and how do we bring that to the people who need to hear your message the most? There's a couple of different things that when it comes to the podcasting world. So there's two types of creators. Okay. There's the people who create as an extension of themselves, in my opinion. And then there's the people who create for like a monetary reason, you know, to be just to have a show. You know what I mean? So neither of them are wrong. They're totally fine because everything serves its own purpose. The thing that I will say is the shows that are anchored in something greater than are often the ones that tend to do the best because there's a purpose behind them and there's a vision behind them and there's a reason behind them, right? Not to say that the other ones there's no reason behind, but you really have to be dedicated to the cause, and you really got to be dedicated to the message and the meaning behind the show, because the podcasting world itself, like having a podcast, if you are doing all of your own editing, all of your own production, all of your own work, it is a lot of work and it takes a lot of time if you're doing everything yourself. When we first start working with clients, we primarily and most specifically will start in with understanding what is it that the person wants to create? What is it that they want to create? The message that they want to share, ultimately the why behind the show. I learned Simon Sinek's concept, Start With Why, years ago. And before I did podcasting, I actually was a life coach for a couple of years. I had clients and like I had paying clients, recurring clients, all the things. And my dad used to joke around. He used to say like, what life coach? Like life coach of what? Like you have lived no life. Like I'm like, I was like, okay, dad, no problem. In some ways he was right. In some ways he was wrong, but I digress. When we started more so in the podcasting world, I thought to myself, I'm like, you have to start with why you are doing this thing. Because if you don't start with that, you cannot anchor to the bigger vision, the bigger purpose, the bigger mission of what you're creating without it. So when I work with a new client, even if I hop on a discovery call with someone, we always start with why and also the mission of the show. So I get all of my clients to create a mission for their podcast. Who is this for? What is it about? And why should they care? That third piece of why should they care is really important, because in a sea of podcasts, how is your content, how is your show, the thing that they pick to get the answers to their questions, to learn more, to grow more, and to just expand more, right? And it doesn't matter what type of show you create, whether it's a marketing show, a business show, a soulful show, like it doesn't matter, a health show. The content that you create is going to shift and change someone's life in some way. It might be a small nugget. It might be a whole conversation, right? So I always dial in to understand someone's why first, because that is the thing that will keep you anchored and grounded as you continue to record, as you bring on guests, as you create solo episodes. And that's really, in my opinion, I think it's a crucial piece. Because you know, Maureen, like you do your podcast every single week, you know how much time it takes. And if you weren't anchored into your bigger vision, you'd be like, oh, forget this. Like this, it's not always worth it for people, right? People have a message that they need to share. I believe everyone does. I don't believe that everyone needs to have a podcast. I think that if you have intention behind what you do, it can be really, really powerful. And you know, to not share your message, you do a disservice to your audience and to the people that you need to impact and that need to hear what you have to share in only the way that you can share it and only the way that you will share it. So if a podcast is on your mind, if it's on your heart, I would explore that, yeah. Right? Why? Why is it that you want to do the show? What is, mm-hmm. what is it going to be about? Why are people going to care about it? And you'll get some really good answers for it as well. And it doesn't have to be complicated. Like, we live in a world of so much complicated tech and media and software and all these complicated things. Like, you can create just to create yeah. something that you love. Like, you're allowed to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about too women in podcasting, how that's grown as you've been involved in podcasting? Mm-hmm. Any forecast there? Is there, because what I heard years ago when I took my first podcast class was that the percentage of women in podcasting was, it was like 10-15% of all podcasts. However, it's important to me to be a proponent of more women in podcasting, because I think our voices are critical to the world right now. This feminine mm-hmm. presence that's being called for. I'm a big proponent of explore if you've had it on your mind.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. You know, Maureen, I don't have the exact stat of what that looks like today. I can get it and we can drop it into the show notes. Women are in a time right now where they're finally starting to realize how much power they have and how much wisdom they have. I'm in my like early 30s. I feel like a lot of people who are around my age, if you will, have woken up in some ways that is needed, right? But I also feel like there's a whole incredible group of women that are older than me that are also awakening at the same time,
yes.
who have more wisdom to share because of lived experience, right? So Maureen, we live in a time right now where, you know, we have literally the technology and the opportunity to share directly from our hearts to the masses. And we get to bring our expertise to the mic. We get to bring our knowledge to the mic, and we get to amplify, because at the end of the day, we go back to all the other things we were talking about. Everything is energy, right?
Yes.
We have a choice every single day of the type of energy we want to put out into the world. We have that, we have the power within us as women to share whatever our message is and either add to the frequency in a positive way or in a negative way. Mm-hmm. So I look at this modality as a way to bridge your own consciousness, your own expansion, and your own like positivity, your own radiance to the masses of people who need to hear your message, like I was saying before. So in a time that is absolutely chaotic and very uncertain, there's not a lot that we can control, right? What we can control is the frequency that we add to the,
absolutely.
To the world,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So if you think of women in podcasting, we see so many new creators now who are, you know, sharing unapologetically, applying for awards, putting their voices out there, putting themselves at the forefront of change. Mm-hmm. And how do we not, you know what I mean? Given all the things, the way that life has always been. And then also I'll sidebar this really quick. I have a client who does numerology, and we're creating a show right now for her about numerology. And even just understanding the symbolism of the years. So the year that we're currently in right now is a 9. So this is a year of completion. So next year, 2026, will be a 1. If you really think of all of the different modalities that you can pull in together, world works cohesively together. And, you know, I guess, yeah, I'm kind of derailing a little bit from the point of, you know, women in podcasting, but we work with only women. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like all mm-hmm. of our clients are women, and that's 20 plus shows that we do on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
For amplifying women's voices,
and
you know?
Yeah. And I love everything you just shared. And I'll say that one of the things you talk about is legacy work, and Nady Hornsby, who was on, you remember her, who
taught,
she's the trademark lawyer in Miami, Florida. And mm-hmm. she helped me trade sisterhood. And her thing is women founders creating their legacy. And so like she'll put on her Instagram, like she'll have like 10 envelopes she's sending out to creators who, you know, are here you go. You got your trademark. Here's your legacy. And that hasn't been something that women have taken the lead on. So what I hear you saying, too, is like we have an opportunity that we haven't really had before. And the microphone via podcast is a way to use our influence. And the thing that's really been coming clear to me is how the younger generations are thirsty and hungry for the older generations to step into their voices and power. Because when we do that, you not only learn from it, but it gives everyone permission to share their voice.
1,000%. And also too, if you imagine every single woman had the opportunity to have the awareness, the expansion, and the knowledge that they have at 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. Imagine starting that as young as possible and honoring your own self and honoring your truth in full. You would make such different life decisions.
Absolutely.
Probably.
Yes,
and
yes.
You wouldn't let yourself be walked all over. You wouldn't do that in corporate. Like you wouldn't let, you know, a man tell you all of the things. Like when I worked in corporate, Maureen, I saw like the craziest things. And I wish I had the awareness that I had today or the voice that I had today. I'll tell you the story. This was such an interesting thing from my corporate days. So when I worked in corporate, we had this president and he got moved from one, it was like a main company and then a sister company. So he got moved from the main company to the sister company. And I remember I was standing with a group of colleagues and we were talking about, I don't remember what we were talking about. And he had come up to us and he said, "Do you know where I can go and get some B words around here?" And I was like, "What?" The president of the company asking a group of women that. I wish that I had the audacity that I have today to be like, "What is that? Like, who?" You know what I mean? So I just think that the more you continue to amplify your voice, the more you continue to fight for what is right for you, the more that you continue to own your own power, you change the course from earlier on. You know what I mean? So whatever you're sitting in, you don't just sit and watch it pass you by. You're an active participant in the change that is in front of you. Mm-hmm. You know, podcasting for me is a way that I got to learn that about myself. I share what I want to share and I'm truthful in what I share for myself because I can. And because I learned how to, you build confidence within you and then you just continue on because why not?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just,
yes.
I never would have been able to access this part of myself if I didn't have a podcast to help me learn all those things. Like even when I went through my divorce, Maureen, I was recording for the Happiness Happens podcast. Okay. I was interviewing people on a weekly basis, sometimes two interviews a week, to understand what happiness meant to other people and how they access more happiness within them. It was so difficult to sit in sadness and fear and all the harder emotions when you're constantly having conversations that uplift you. Like that show is a huge reason why I was able to heal through that divorce so quickly. If I didn't have that perspective or that reframe, it never would have happened. People say like, "Oh, should I start a podcast? Why should I start a podcast? Do I really need to start a podcast?" And it's so hard to explain to people the benefit of having a show and like how much their life is going to change from it, because I can't possibly tell you all the incredible people that you're going to meet. And you know, Maureen, a year and a half ago, you and I I couldn't have said, "Maureen, in a year and a half from now, you're going to be running live events all the time and you're going to create a mastermind and you're going to have an incredible community of women that you bring together and you're going to have these soulful conversations that expand awareness and change the way that time is literally understood in and of itself." You can't possibly explain that to someone.
No.
It's the journey you got to go through on your own. You know?
Exactly. Because one of the biggest things when you were sharing is that you were constantly proving to yourself what was possible. And gosh, it's like a superhero moment when we become our own, you know, Wonder Woman in a way. I mean, that sounds like so dramatic, but it's true.
But it's not.
Yeah.
It's not dramatic. Even when I was going through my divorce, of course, there's always people that are going to help you. There's always going to be people, even in business, there's always going to be people that'll help you. I have an incredible team. I don't do it all on my own. Going through all of that, I learned that I will never let myself down. I have always got me. I'll always make it work and I'll always find a way. And if you truly believe that about yourself, there's nothing that can happen in your life. You won't allow it to derail anything that you want for yourself, you know, and you allow yourself to sit in hard moments, but you learn how to navigate them. You learn how to go through them, right? So it's just totally a different, it's just a different way to experience life. And it's so challenging to explain it to people unless that's a path that you want to go on your own.
Well, and it just shows that this conversation alone, which is about that and sharing your journey and sharing where you were and, you know, our voices, because we always, I don't know if you laugh about it, but I'm always like, I try on my schedule to have guest solo. And you're probably like, oh shit, Maureen has a solo coming up. Like,
no.
She's going to ask me to like put another guest in there. But I know for me, it's just like one of those things in my life that's a big teacher. And so if I can just greet it with like, thank you, namaste, bless you. I know this will get easier. And I also look too, as when we talk about that concept of time and something you were saying earlier about minding your own journey. To me, that's like, we're not in competition. Stay in your lane, focus on yourself. Like you're exactly. Cultivate what you've got going. Cause we really are not. This idea that, you know, the lessons are going to appear that are here to learn. I know we didn't even really get to talk about Volt Productions
and I know.
As it relates to podcasting, but that's your, you know, concurrent podcast as well about the podcasting industry and all your learnings from it. But I love asking the question of like, what hasn't been said? What kind of message is coming to you or through you that you feel like is really juicy or valuable or rich for the listeners today?
One piece that I think about often is the idea of judgment. We often judge ourselves. We judge our actions. We think that other people are judging us, which they probably are. It's okay that people do that. But what is not okay is you thinking that about yourself. Like, it's not okay for you to put yourself down. It's not okay for you to talk badly about yourself. It's not okay for you to put who you are down, because at the end of the day, if the goal in life, and everyone's goal is different, but if a goal in life is to get to know yourself in the truest possible way that you can, to understand your deepest, darkest message, the thing that you know will change and impact the entire world, and you're sitting there doubting yourself and judging yourself and being mean to yourself, you will never give yourself the permission to do, be, and create all of the incredible things that you are meant to do in this world. And it's so important to just know that, you know, people say, oh, no one's judging you as harshly as you're judging yourself and all that stuff. And this is something that I've struggled with for years. They might actually be judging you as hard as you're judging yourself. And I've learned that even the people closest to me are the ones who are the most judgmental about my life, right? It always says more about the other person. It is not a story that you need to take on for yourself. And I truly think that if you can get to a spot of detachment and just knowing that your life is going to pass you by either way. It's going to happen. The time is going to pass either way. And you really get to choose how you want to spend it. You get to choose the energy that you want to put forth, how you want to show up every day, what you want to share, what you want to create. And if you are worried about what other people think, you will never find the joy and the bliss that comes with existing. You just won't. And you deserve to have that. And so that's probably what I would leave with our listener today. Something I say at the end of my podcast, my Happiness Happens podcast, remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it. Live in that moment of joy. Live in that moment of magic. Live in that moment of what if. Live in the unseen and let yourself be surprised and let yourself grow, expand, into awareness that you literally have everything that you need within yourself. You just owe it to yourself to discover it.
Oh, so good. So good.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Because I thought earlier in the conversation, I'll say just to finish, is that you're 20 plus years younger than me, yet we are peers. We are two souls that chose this lifetime and we chose to do it together. I'm listening. If we closed our eyes and we couldn't see someone's age and they just become an oracle of truth. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for sharing your truths today, because everyone, including myself, are benefiting from it. Mm-hmm. You allowed that to come forth. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me here. Oh my gosh, it's so cool. It's so fun. And it's I'm so grateful for you.
Yeah, it'll be only the first of many. Thanks to the listener as always, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystical Sisterhood. If you love what you heard, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if it's on Apple or Spotify, I would be so grateful for a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to share with a friend if you're called to do so. To learn more about my 1-on-1 coaching programs and join the Mystical Sisterhood community, visit MaureenSpielman.com or MysticalSisterhood.com.